Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Connie Going. I'm an adoption consultant and advocate. I consult with Adoption Associates, which is a agency out of Michigan. They are located in Jenison, Farmington Hills, Lansing, and northeastern Michigan, and they have been there since 1990. They specialize in domestic and international adoption, and they are proudly responsible for over 5,000 adoptive placements. They are committed to each and every child and parent. They like to care and walk them through the journey, and they are a Christian organization. But their services are open to clients of all faiths. What I'm most excited about is that on this radio show, we talk with different partners, different members of the adoption triad to help educate the adoption world in general. Today, I am so excited because we have Glenda with us. And Glenda, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine today. I am. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for being with us. Glenda, because your family situation, and I just found it so interesting, and I want you to kind of explain how adoption has played a role in your life.
How adoption? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that sentence. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How adoption has played a role in your life.
Oh, my. Well, my daughter, she gave up a child, and I have a stepdaughter who also gave up a child. So it's been very much in my family. My husband, I lost my first husband, and I've been remarried to my husband now for 25 years, and he and his first wife adopted a child. So, and she is now my daughter, so we've got a circle of this in our family.
So you're an adoptive mom, or a birth grandmother, times two.
Right, times two. Yes, I am.
And we have the pleasure of talking to your daughter. And how long ago did all these things happen? Because adoptions have changed over the years.
So, absolutely. Our first daughter who gave up a child, a little boy, it's been, I think, about 21 years. And our daughter, my daughter, it's been about 20 years, I believe.
So what was that
and she
like?
Also gave, yes, mm-hmm. And she also gave up a little boy. So we have two precious little grand boys out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And were they closed adoptions? Given that it was 20 and 21 years ago, what was it like to be the grandparents, the mother of the birth mom during that time frame?
Oh, well, my story with my daughter, I didn't even realize that she was pregnant, and I guess that was the thing that was more alarming to me. My husband and I were going out of town, and she was not feeling well, and I said, I need to find out what is going on. And so we took her in, and lo and behold, I found out she was pregnant and was ready to deliver this baby. So that was quite a shock to me at that time. I guess God gave me the grace not to know and to know what to do at that time.
Absolutely, because it's that suddenness is absolutely like just it had been shocked because she was 16 or 17?
Oh, yeah, she was 16, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Her pregnancy.
And she hid her pregnancy through the whole time. She played softball. She worked. She did everything up to that time that she did not feel well. And when I brought her in, she hid her monthly things very well from me. I mean, it was obvious that she was doing. And never thought, you know, she, at that time it was winter, wore baggy clothes like all the kids do at that time. So, yeah, it was very much a shock to me and my hubby.
And when did adoption come in your
I'm sorry, you're breaking up really bad.
When did you play?
Mr. Dick Van Dalen was notified, and he was a great gentleman who worked with Sue and I and my hubby. And he also knew of a family who was in, had been searching for a baby for quite some time. So one thing just kind of led to another. After he was born, it was just a couple of days, and we had, Sue had made her decision. We left the decision to her because it was very important at that time for us not to say, oh, you have to give this baby away. No, it had to come from Sue. And the gift that she gave is a gift that you would never in your life, because I would give up one of my children. It was a gift that God gave her, the gift to give to someone else.
And the strength to be able to make that decision and follow through
exactly,
with it.
Exactly, exactly. And especially being at 16, you know, it was a big decision for her and for myself and for my husband. It was like, we're giving a part of us also away. So it was very mixed emotions throughout this whole 3-4 days in this interim time that this happened. So not only the shock of her having this baby, having the baby, and having to make the decisions that we had to make, and especially for her, was very difficult.
Right. So how long did it take her to make that decision? She gave birth, and then
she
when
gave
did she
birth? Well, I think after a day with her having the baby and having Dick come in, I think it was just a matter of time when she read the folder of the couple who wanted to adopt him. I think she knew that he would be brought up into a beautiful Christian home. And I think it was from the time she gave birth to the time we left the hospital, she had made those decisions. So probably within 2 days, we had made that decision. She had made that decision.
And your relationship during that time, did it become closer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My heart was breaking as much as hers. And, you know, I loved my daughter. And I just said, you know, for you to give this gift to someone else is a gift that I will never understand giving, because I've never had to do that. But it, God bless her heart. I really, it was difficult for her when we left the hospital and we had to leave that little baby there. It was very, very difficult for her and for us to, and the days that followed also, you know, were difficult for her.
I can only imagine. How did this entire situation, because it seems like about a year later, your stepdaughter is deciding to place a child.
Yes, that was a year prior to my daughter. Yes. So we had gone through that, but at that time, she was older and could make those decisions on her own. And
right.
She did the same thing as gave that gift to someone who really, really wanted to have a child. So, yes, we had gone through it with her. We got to see him, hold him, and you automatically find that bond with that child with both situations. That you take that first look of that baby and you say, oh, I got to keep it. You know, I've got, you know, as a grandmother, as a mother, I'm like, oh, my heart is breaking. Can you imagine what these girls were going through? I couldn't imagine.
Well, and I think the reason that it's so important for our audience to hear this is that there are other grandmothers out there that may feel differently about adoption, and we want them to understand that it's so important to support your child's decision, and
very,
to know
very much So.
Yeah, and that they're the ones making the decision, but your support is so essential for them to.
Oh, absolutely, because exactly, and we supported both of their decisions. Whatever that decision would have been, we would have supported them very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very difficult decision to make because it is part of them and it is part of you. And
right.
But at that point, you know, my daughter was very young and she knew at that point in her life that she wanted to make sure that he was given the life that she couldn't able to give at that time.
Right. You know, I've
both
worked
situations.
I have worked as a birth mother social worker with birth mothers who families played a huge role, sometimes not in a good way, to the point that they would actually hide their pregnancy intentionally, not just because they didn't want pressure. It's not that they were in denial of the pregnancy. You know, they didn't want any of their extended family to know because they felt they would be pressured into a decision. And I think since those days, I think what we see now are much more open adoptions where
right.
the adoptive
right.
family meet the grandparents. It's a much more open arena to have conversation, dialogue, and relationships become, family becomes extended family.
Right. Back then, of course, we didn't have that choice. While we chose to have my daughter had like 5 or 6 months that she could, write letters. And I know they were sending pictures back and forth for a certain time. But after that, it was pretty much done. I know she does send a birthday card when it is his birthday and that, just to tell him that, you know, she does love him and someday maybe we will have that choice. But I think as parents, that was something we needed to make her make that decision.
Right.
Because I didn't want to say you have to do this because that would not have been a good situation. So together we prayed about it, we talked about it, and I know I stayed with her throughout that whole time at the hospital. And it was a decision that she made, and she knew that at that point in her life, both girls, that they wanted them to be in a home that was filled with love, and they knew who it would be.
Well, and that says a lot, your love for your children. And that it really it is something that you make a decision in faith, but ultimately because you love children so much, you let them make that decision and you knew how important that was for them.
Right, exactly. You know, you love unconditionally, no matter what the situation is in your life, you know, you love your children and you go with the decision, especially in that kind of a situation. What her decision was to make, like I said, it is a gift from that I don't know if I could have done that back when I was having my children, to give one of my children away, but that gift is a gift that is given with unconditional love.
And I think that really is, because adoption is surrounded by loss, but it is done with love. And
absolutely.
To do it right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And I think that, you know, what a blessing that you were both your girls' mom, because you were able to give them that. And
yes.
In the long run, that makes them such more healthy adults. Now, how many grandchildren do you have now?
I have 13 grandchildren. I have one great-grandchild. So our house is filled with love. It is. They are all very precious, and I look at them, and I'm like, oh, God is good, because, yes, we do have 13 But out there, we still have two special little ones that are given the love that they deserved at that time. So, and I know they are loved, so that makes a big difference, too. Absolutely.
It definitely did. I want to just thank you for being here and sharing your story. And what I hope is that as our listeners are listening right now, or they want to tune in and listen as it's going to be recorded in the archive, is that
okay?
If they open their hearts and they share the message that adoption is truly a loving, loving choice and the most unselfish thing that you can do. And that is, as grandparents, as mothers, that we have to come together to support our children in these decisions.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
So
yes,
I would just say to
all the girls out there that are considering having their babies out for adoption, there's so many people out there today that are so loving and so giving and can't have the children that their hearts desires, and to really consider the adoption of these precious little children.
I agree with you so much, and my admiration for birth mothers and families that birth children, and for adoptive families. I'm an adoptive family. I think it is an amazing journey, and
it is.
The children are ultimately just so blessed. So, Glenda, thank you for giving us the time this Friday, and I just wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Enjoy that fall weather. Enjoy that fall weather in Michigan.
We will. We will. Thank you.
Great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and you can reach Adoption Associates at www.adoptionassociates.net or 1-800-677-2367. Again, if you are interested in anything about adoption, domestic or international, please reach out to Adoption Associates. They're located in Michigan. They cover Denison, Farmington Hills, Lansing, and North Michigan. They have offices in those areas, and they would love to take your messages. Thank you for tuning in.